Before we get started, you might want to listen to this in a faster speed rate or what we call an optimized version. Give it a try and let me know. Hi everyone, welcome back. So if you've listened to the past few episodes, you know that I've talked to a lot of friends from all over the world. We learned about their journey, and specifically, we learned about the different pathways they took to their destination countries. So we had the evangelistas that allowed destiny to lead them to Canada. We had Abby and AJ who found work while they were still in the Philippines and migrated through the closed work permit. And of course, we had Boyet, who simply took a leap to Singapore. This time, I'd like to talk about the pathway that Elaine and I went through, and one that I felt is the one that's pretty common these days, at least in Canada. I'm Ryan Salvanera. This is the Immigrant Chronicles. All right, so again, let's talk about the pathway, the immigration pathway that we took, and that is the international student pathway. What I want to go through right now is essentially the pros and cons of this pathway, and hopefully this will help you decide if you are planning to come here. And let's start with the cons first, because obviously we took this, so we know we want to share the good things about this pathway. So first of all, it's pretty expensive, right? That's the biggest thing about it. It probably is the most expensive. Oh no, let me correct myself. This is probably the second most expensive pathway after I think they have something called the entrepreneurial pathway or the business pathway. That you'll need a lot of money for capital there, but otherwise this is the one that's the next in line, right? First up, college tuition is no joke. College tuition here in Canada is no joke. Yes, they have different schemes and plans on how you want to pay your tuition, but at the end of the day, there's still a lot of money up front. You know, not only do you need money for that tuition, you also need to show money or proof of financial support, because Canada wants to make sure that you won't be a burden to them in case, you know, you don't find the right amount of work, the right work for you or whatnot. What makes it even more, let's just say, frustrating is when you find out how much an international tuition is compared to a domestic tuition. So I'll let you Google that on your own, but it's not a fun, it's not a fun fact for you. All right. And like I said, this is just the first thing about being expensive, the tuition fee. Another thing that is a disadvantage is that because of the cost of living, you want to be working as much as possible. Unfortunately, if you are on a student permit, you are limited. You are only allowed limited working hours. So as much as you want to work, there is a limitation. I believe during our time, it was 20 hours. However, I'm not so sure if this is an outdated data, because the last time we checked, there was a lot of discussion about allowing students to work more hours because, frankly, Canada needs more workers. So my hope is that when you come in, this policy has been lifted and you can actually work as much as you want. All right. The last thing about the student pathway is that it is a lot longer route than most. Obviously, you have to finish your studies. So that's already a year at the minimum. Now, before we go any further, I'd say I would recommend that you take a two-year course at least and do your research, because when you get a two-year course, you get a longer postgraduate work permit. And this is important because this is when you start to gain points for the permanent residency. So you want to have the longer postgraduate work permit or the PGWP. So again, you know, you need to go through those studies. You need to finish that before you can even start the PR process. And in addition to this longer route, that also means that you are you're open to more uncertainties. We don't know. Can I say we? Because this is exactly what we're going through right now. We don't know if there will be any policy changes in Canada about immigration and whatnot. So there's a lot of uncertainties there, right? So those are the cons. Now, let's talk about the good stuff. The reason we took this. First up, we felt that this was the most accessible pathway to being approved, at least for us. Again, take out the financial aspect. This is the most accessible for us. This is the easiest for us. There are a lot of requirements. You have to get through your work certificates. You'll have to get through your educational certificates and all that. But at the end of it, you don't have to go through the point system. When you talk about the point system, this is the express entry point system. So you might want to check that out too. Why is this important for us? Because for me in particular, my age equated to pretty much 0 points in the system. And we knew that the longer we waited, the more challenging it will be for us. So we had to make the move right away. Okay, so again, it's easier, it's more accessible. And the next thing is, we felt that Canada had great educational institutions. So that means by studying, we would have access to quality education. What does this mean? This meant that although there's an uncertainty because of the long route, we felt that having a Canadian education would open up the world to us. A Canadian degree would open up the world to specifically for Commonwealth countries like New Zealand, Australia. Having the Canadian degree would help us gain access to those countries as well. And of course, with that education is a chance to reinvent ourselves. Initially, I think we mentioned this in one of the episodes. We wanted, but I was going to study myself and, take a program in IT. But after some discussion, we felt, hey, Elaine wanted to study, so let her study. And this was also a chance for her to reinvent herself. For those who've known us, yes, Elaine has established herself as a businesswoman, as a chef in Manila with her, her own business. If you know her, again, you've seen her, probably seen her in show up in those in the TV more, a lot of times in Manila. But she always wanted a more technical knowledge of the culinary studies. So this was a perfect opportunity for her. So again, access to quality education and a chance to reinvent yourself if you want to. And lastly, we felt that, this was a good way to build your network. There are only a lucky few who come to Canada and have a good network of friends and family when they land. And again, this is not a case for most newcomers. Being in a program allows you to build that network that you need. You can just take the time to get to know your teachers, ask them to mentor you, build your relationships with your classmates, and help each other be successful. You can take the advantage of this stage in your studies to start building that reputation with your network. Because starting from scratch is going to be tough. So you need to use your school's network to your advantage. Okay. I think one final note that I wanted to bring up here is the spousal work permit. Now, this can be either a pro or a con depending on your situation. Because if you've listened to episode 4, they've made changes to the international student pathway, and that only the master's program students or the PhD students can get a spousal work permit. Okay, obviously, we were lucky enough that this was not the case when Elaine studied, because I was able to come to Canada with her. And so while she was studying, yes, only 20 hours work was allowed to her, I was able to work full-time because I had a spousal work permit, and it was an open work permit. Hopefully that summary of the pros and cons helped you understand the international student pathway better and allowed you to take that into consideration if you are looking for a pathway to come to Canada. And maybe it's probably also applicable to other countries as well. Again, it all depends on your situation, and you have to really look at which pathway works out the best for you. For now, this is Ryan Savonera. I'll talk to you soon.